Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A major development in the conflict in Gaza. Hamas says it will accept a ceasefire deal proposed by mediators. It's unclear if Israel will agree to the deal, with early indications suggesting it views the proposal as unacceptable.
We want to get these hostages out. We want to get a ceasefire in place for 6 weeks. We want to increase humanitarian assistance. We are at a critical stage right now.
That's US State Department spokesman John Kirby. Footage has been published of a homemade bomb being detonated in a school toilet block, allegedly by the 16-year-old who was shot dead by police in Perth on the weekend. News Corp is reporting the boy was suspended from school after the explosion. Experts are investigating how the teenager was radicalised before he stabbed a man in the random attack. New South Wales police have released images of another 9 people as they continue to investigate the Wakeley church stabbing riots. The new images show 8 men and 1 woman they wish to speak to. Strike Force Commander Detective Superintendent Andrew Evans says to date 14 men have been charged over the riots.
I believe the investigation's been highly successful. The police that we've had here on the ground as part of Strike Force Dribs are highly committed and motivated police. They've done a wonderful job.
Transit crime detectives in Melbourne are seeking information about an incident which left an 81-year-old woman unconscious near Jolimont railway station. Police say the woman told an e-scooter user to get off the footpath following a footy game on Friday. The scooter then struck her from behind. The rider failed to stop. Police from 2 states have joined forces to hunt down an alleged child sex offender. Alan Hopkins is believed to be travelling in a grey Mazda BT50 with South Australian plates and may have headed into Victoria. The 44-year-old has a distinctive skull tattoo on his right upper arm. A former federal MP has vowed to use her experiences to protect women if she re-enters Parliament. Lucy Wicks has spoken to News Corp saying the investigation and scrutiny was incredibly violating after she lodged a complaint with the Liberal Party last year, resulting in the expulsion of another New South Wales state MP, Taylor Martin. An independent investigator found he'd engaged in abusive conduct against Wicks, including yelling, tirades and misogynistic language. New data shows that if a federal election was held now, Labor would either win by a narrow margin or Australia would face a hung parliament. A Resolve survey for 9 newspapers shows support for the Albanese government has dropped in the 5 biggest states compared to 6 months ago. Albanese remains the preferred Prime Minister over Peter Dutton in New South Wales and Victoria. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Tom Liberatore has been ruled out indefinitely by the Western Bulldogs. The star midfielder suffering a 4th concussion at the weekend in just 22 AFL games against the Hawks. Australian baseball star Travis Bazzana continues to strengthen his claims for a top 3 pick in the MLB draft. He's hit 3 home runs in 1 game for his college, Oregon State, now at 22 for the season. In entertainment news, one of the biggest fashion events of the year, the Met Gala, is kicking off in New York this morning. Hundreds of guests, including actors, musicians and models, are set to walk the red carpet. This year's theme is The Garden of Time. And it seems Ryan Gosling's press run for his new action movie hasn't helped at the box office. The Fall Guy had a disappointing opening weekend, raking in just $28 million in the US. It had hoped to almost double that figure. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.